Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Ralston, CEO of Blencow Resources. BRES is ticker. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Once again, thank you to be here.
Yeah, you've had quite a few bits of news out over the last few weeks, so we'll dig into that. Before we do, as always, Mike, for people not familiar with Blencow, could you explain what it's all about, please?
Blencow Resources acquired the Orem Cross Graphite Project in Uganda approximately 2 years ago. We acquired a sensational project with an enormous long mine life, plenty of good product there. And we acquired it with a mining license already in hand. So we've got an advanced project. We're moving it rapidly towards production, and it's just going extremely well at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and you announced a strong flow of work coming through in Q1 for this year, an announcement last week. Can you give us some colour to this, in what's going on, please, Mike?
Yeah, we've been talking for a little while about the revised JORC resource that's on its way. We're going to have an upgrade in both the tons and the grade in what we announce in approximately a month from now. So that represents a very strong and very healthy increment to what we've got, and will certainly cover the first 10, maybe 15 years of mine life. So there's a lot of good stuff in terms of the JORC resource. In parallel, we're doing further final met test work in Canada through SGS in Toronto. And those results will come through probably within the next 60 days. And they are a precursor to discussions with buyers in terms of taking samples and considering us for offtake. And then I guess the third thing we announced is that we've recently found and hired a new country general manager in Uganda. Mm-hmm. And Nabil has exceptional project management experience, so we're incredibly lucky to pick him up, and he's going to be a very vital part of building the infrastructure as we head towards our pilot plant and first production next year. So lots happening, as always, and we're making giant strides forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you've announced more news today, some high-grade assay results from Camp Lode at the Orem Cross Graphite Project. Explain the value of this in the context of the overall project, if you could, Mike.
Yeah, so the Camp Lode is where we see our higher-grade product coming from. When we originally did the first drilling program, which made up our original JORC resource, that's when we did our very first drilling at the Camp Lode. And because we didn't understand the deposit particularly well, we put in a couple of holes that were all very exciting, but we didn't have enough of it in terms of the infill spacing as well as the consistency of the product to bring it into the JORC resource. So we missed out on both the tons and the higher grade in that original JORC that we did last year. So now, as we've done this infill program last year, and as you can see from these results, we're getting some exceptionally good high-grade results. Mm-hmm. They've realized our expectations for the Camp Lode. And I suppose in terms of where it takes us from a mining perspective, it allows for a potential high grading in the early years of production because we can potentially, and I say potentially because we haven't yet done the work, but it allows us to have a consideration to go in there and mine the Camp Lode first, which means the high grades offer us more tons for lower product going through the processing facility and therefore lower cost mining. So Yeah, it's looking very, very good. And all we need to do now is ensure that the MET test results for this camp load are consistent with the prior results that we announced last year. And that's the work that's happening in Toronto as we speak. And I'm hoping it will be. And therefore, we'll have a number of really good options in terms of how we plan our mining for the pilot plant and ultimately for the main plant when we get into full-scale production.
Yeah. And if you could, Mike, just give us an overview of the graphite market, you know, how it's progressing. And is there sort of, you know, any evidence of the forecast lift in demand for flake graphite yet?
Yeah, so there probably are. There's many, many different applications for flake graphite, but the two sides to it we're seeing are two very separate markets. The coarse, larger flakes, the large and jumbo flakes, have a much more traditional applications in the lining steel foundries, in the expandables for the foils, and the heat resistance. And as a result of that, because there's a shortage of that higher, the larger flakes, and the shortage means that they're higher prices, and there's still strong growth in those markets. It's not necessarily as strong a growth as we're forecasting for the smaller flakes, which are used in the lithium-ion batteries for the electric vehicles. But the smaller flakes are more abundant. So the larger flakes tend to go for somewhere between, you know, 50% to 200% higher prices, and that obviously can bring us. We've got about 35% of that in our overall mix, so it can bring us a very strong overall revenue proper price per unit. The smaller flakes market, more abundant, but there's still going to be shortages ahead. I think many people seem to believe that there's plenty of graphite projects around that are just going to turn the taps on and cover this shortage. That's not the truth. There's going to be massive shortages of graphite. And you can't make a lithium-ion battery with only lithium and nickel. You need graphite as well. So the prices will rise as these shortages come to play. And fortunately, we have both, both the coarse larger flakes as well as the smaller flakes. We have a very good mix of both, and we'll be able to attract different demand from different end users for both. So I think the markets are definitely starting to change. They're starting to lift, and we're starting to see a little bit of evidence of the demand for graphite starting to come through. But it's going to take a couple of years, and as that EV market starts to really explode, then we're going to see the liftoff.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Mike, if you could, as always, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Blanca Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, Orem Cross is a standout project. It's got size, it's got scale, the grades are looking good. We've got a fantastic end product in terms of the concentrate and what we've seen in terms of the product quality for that as well. So as a project itself, it's exceptional. We're going to be a low-cost miner. So that's the first thing. I think the second part of that for me is the actual concentrate and what kind of demand we're going to get for this product, because it's looking like it's going to be very, very strong, and it's looking like there's going to be products there that can sell. So product quality is important. And then finally, I'd say that we're advancing rapidly. We've got a mining license, as I said. We're in the middle of our pre-feasibility study. We're considering a pilot plant for 2023, so we could be a producer of graphite next year. And we're massively leveraged for the graphite explosion in lithium ion demand for electric vehicles. So, yeah, we've got it all, and we're working hard to try and show the market that value proposition.
Excellent stuff. Mike, good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much again for having me, and always a pleasure to come on.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.